The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Boy, we got a lot to talk about. So, the surgeon who was affected with Ebola and was quote-unquote critically ill, some of you thought he was already here in the United States before they transported him, but allegedly they transported him over the weekend. Unfortunately, he's passed. A lot of questions are surrounding how he tested negative for it, from what we're understanding, twice before the Ebola test finally showed up positive, and unfortunately, leading to his ultimate demise. We're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about how a kiss can transmit, just in those 10 seconds, over 80 million bacteria. A 10-second kiss. All right? I've had sexual encounters last less than that. Is the 5-second rule now obsolete? And then, apparently, school is getting to be very, very stressful for some people, all right? Maybe it's the cost. Maybe it's the, the fact that people have finals. I'm not sure. But apparently it was so stressful that one gentleman decided to turn around and have sex with a sheep. So as you can see, we got a very, 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 very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show. But never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, we knew this was coming. Radiation from the 2011 Fukushima disaster has already been found near the United States. Apparently, seawater about 160 kilometers off the California coast had the cesium-134. Now, the cesium-134 we talked about a lot on our show a couple years ago. It's an isotope that I think you can only really find in nuclear reactors. But what's scary about the cesium is it lasts a very long time. So the fact that, you know, after I expected us to already see, levels of radiation sooner than now, especially since we already were receiving debris within months of the Fukushima disaster. The cesium is what lives in animals and lives in, like, for example, when the Chernobyl disaster happened, all right? You have the concern of the immediate radiation risk. We talked about what happens years ago with the skin, with the thyroid. You know, you could get thyroid cancer because it uptakes the radioactivity, which is why we took potassium iodine after Fukushima, or everybody was hoarding it because they wanted the thyroid to take up the potassium iodine instead of the actual isotope, the radioactive isotope. People were like, okay, so potassium iodide will keep us cancer-free. No, all that deals with is the thyroid. Okay, we aren't even looking at leukemia, bone, any of the other types of cancer. All right, so everybody was all freaking out about getting potassium iodide for the thyroid, but they were thinking it would cover them completely. All you have to do is pop potassium iodide, and you could survive a nuclear disaster. No, not really. Okay, it only affects one tiny part of the situation. But back in the Chernobyl case, all right, the cesium and the radioactivity pervaded all the way to England because of animal products. And it lived in the milk and the meat of animals and animals that were slaughtered and transported. So we were talking about the fish and how humans could unfortunately pick up the radiation, you know, because of the cesium-134. Now, right now, they say the levels are not high enough to cause any health issues. And so, you know, overall, they're not overly concerned. And I don't think they should be, because they only detected very, very small amounts. However, what this does remind us is, one, a nuclear disaster, all right, such as what happened with Fukushima, will affect and unfortunately have sequela for years on end. Number two is it reminds us to look at food sources. If it's been a couple years and you have fish out there and we are eating fish from that area nearby, is anybody screening them? Are they being checked? Not that I want anything to happen to Japan's fish economy. I mean, Japan needs to live off their fish economy, but is anybody checking the radioactive levels? Are the fish picking this up? Are they traveling with it? All right. They said 2 becquerels per cubic meter of water was found in seawater 100 miles offshore from Eureka, California. Now, a becquerel or becquerel is the number of decay events per second per 260 gallons of water. That's how they kind of measure the radiation issue and quantity for that. So this is about 1,000 times less than the safe drinking water limit. So as you can see, we're doing okay with that. If someone was to swim, they say, in the water for 6 hours a day, 365 days a year, the dose of radiation they would receive would still be less than 0.01 microsieverts. And microsieverts is a level of radiation we use, whether it's an X-ray, CAT scan, or in this case. Now, what's interesting is they say that that level is equal to eating a banana. According to Dr. Busseller, he said, we detected cesium-134, a contaminant from Fukushima off the northern California coast. The levels are only detectable by sophisticated equipment able to discern minute quantities. All right? Now, okay, so if it's just a little bit, why are they even making news? Well, you know, here's the thing, okay? 300,000 people evacuated the Fukushima area. 15,884 people died due to the earthquake and tsunami. We have not gotten reports of cancer yet. We've not seen reports of possible links to what happened in that area. And are we not receiving that because we don't want people to worry? Are we not receiving that because really nothing happened? But it's definitely something to kind of keep an eyebrow up. I just hope they're testing the fish that we eat. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. in these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
This I never thought would have to talk about on air. We're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Why are people having sex with animals, and how does it help your college grades? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks, by the way, to Genesis Communications Network that allows us to bring this breaking news to you. Okay? This vital information of a person decides to have sex in his, with sheep, I guess. Big thanks to Justice Communication Network. Big thanks to Tom, who was working dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. We really, 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 really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so, I don't understand, but it happens, and it happens a lot more than you think. We're really naive. Apparently, a student, 23 years old, allegedly did this, okay? But he's a student at Fresno State University in California, was caught, all right, after a passing student heard strange noises from the Agricultural Department barns. Apparently, he was caught sexually assaulting a sheep, and this was last week. Now, when he told the police why he did it, he said he was stressed over final exams. Now, isn't it November? Aren't finals not for another few weeks? I don't know. The 23-year-old Fresno State student was allegedly making a little too much noise around 3 a.m. on Tuesday inside the Agricultural Department's barn. So this was on campus. The passerby saw the young man. He said that apparently the gentleman that was doing this was under the influence of alcohol. According to KFSN, the student was charged with sexually assaulting an animal and has since been released. The animal is okay. All right. The animal has been treated by veterinarians. It's gotta be pretty barbaric to them because it's not what they evolutionarily planned to have happen. Student Marissa Birkdahl, whose job it is, I guess, to take care of the animals at the sheep unit. Yeah, I know. Where was she? She should have stopped all this. Told KFSN she first heard of the incident through social media and could not have been more horrified. I do that, too. If I ever want to know what the hell's going on with my office, I kind of watch Facebook, you know. I am sitting there waiting for Dr. Dahlia for 25 minutes already. I'm like, really, 25 minutes? I'm like, what the hell is going on? I don't have anybody roomed. And I run out there, and I take a look, and I see whoever's posted on Facebook, go, what the hell are you doing out there? Why aren't you in a room? You know, and you know, I'm telling the staff, you guys hurry up and get them in a room. So social media could be pretty helpful. She says, it's just kind of disgusting, and revolting, and personally makes me angry. She has called for the student to be thrown in jail. Other students also have asked for the student to be expelled, okay? Saying, some are defending him, saying, well, didn't he expel enough? Okay, whole other issue. Okay, this is not funny, but this brings the subject of, okay, why is this an issue? Apparently, from what we understand, there are very many cases that happen on a regular basis of people having sex with animals. Now, from a psychological perspective, what the hell is going on? Why would somebody engage in bestiality? Wasn't there a law in Florida a couple years ago that was finally overturned to make bestiality illegal? Okay, I mean, it was just one of those laws that never, I don't know. I have no idea. But why would sex with animals even be considered by the human psyche? Now, it's very, very difficult for us who are logical that, you know, have sex with people to understand what's going on with someone illogical. However, you know, there are predictable patterns with people with psychoses. Now, does a person with zoophilia have a true psychosis? Okay? Now, or is it that they have a sexual addiction? If a person wants to have sex, and they want to have sex all the time, not Tiger Woods sexual addiction, that's a bunch of bull crap. Alright? But I mean a true sexual addiction where they have to have sex all the time. And they can't find a human partner, and it's not satisfying for them to do a self-session, they need to find something else to use. All right. Then the psychosis is then you have to treat the sexual addiction as well. But is somebody attracted to a sheep? Now, I know in the storybooks, sheep looked all fluffy. And I mean, if you really kind of take a look at sheep and the wool, wool is not a very comfortable material. And so I'm surprised that people would find that attractive. But it could be, you know, maybe it's the docility of the animal. You know, the animal's there. The animal, there's something to grab onto. I don't know. I really don't get it. I mean, you know, why are women having sex with donkeys in Mexico or whatever people go down to see for bachelor parties? I'd really like to kind of know what's going on with that, because that's kind of odd. Especially if my husband ever wants to go to Tijuana, I'd like to know why. Oh, for the shopping. Yeah, right. No. Why do people watch that? Why do people even want to see that? It's disgusting. But I guess the docility, the being able to do what you want to and being able to control the animal. The animal can't expect you to call them. Maybe people are attracted to animals because there's no strings attached. You don't have to meet their mother. You know, I'm sure the mother's usually in the barn at the same time, but still, you don't have to, deal with someone going psycho and try to kill you when you date somebody else. I don't know. I mean, I wish we could interview somebody who had sex with an animal and tell us what the hell their thinking was. You know, plus, it's a way for them to act out and rape without anybody telling anybody. You know, do we have a group of people out there that really want to rape? Do we have closet rapists? And are those closet rapists going after their dog or their cat? Didn't somebody go to their neighbor's bulldog last week and rape the dog on their lawn? You know, is that what's going on? I mean, what is the underlying psychosis? Is it sex addiction? Is it rape? Is it they just would rather have them as a partner? I don't know. I mean, you know, it's very, very odd. Very odd, duh. Sex, STDs, you know? I mean, maybe people have been so scorned. You know, what is it? Hell hath no fury like a woman scorned. Maybe people have been scorned so bad by getting gonorrhea or chlamydia or getting HIV or I don't know, that they want to be with somebody that is risk-free. I don't know. But you guys have to realize that this is a lot more common than you think. And then if that's the case, we need to make sure that we allow some sort of means to allow people to talk about it. You see what I mean? I'm not saying, don't say it's okay. But if we are finding almost every other week in the news somebody having sex with an animal, can we please find out what the hell is going on and treat them? Okay? Isn't that they really want to rape and there's nothing they can do? Like, what was it? I was watching Dexter, you know, last year or whatever. Okay? You know, he was killing animals because he needed to kill something. And you can't kill a person, so when he was a kid, I think he was going after animals. I don't know. All right? Are people doing that because they don't want to do a crime to another human being? And then how many rapists or closet rapists do we have out there? That's some frightening stuff. It's frightening to think that people can't control themselves. Now, you know, I told you how I'm still learning about the animal kingdom more and more as I watch my dogs and my cats, etc. But I have a cat that consistently, right, gets raped by one of the other cats. Now, I would put the other cat in jail, or I would do something about the cat, but lately, she actually comes up. And it's very, very weird what she does. You know, she'll come up and she'll do the mating call. She'll rub her tail up by the face and then she'll lie down on her back. I don't understand that. You guys have seen the pictures of my black Persian cat that lies on her back. And she waits for the male cat to jump her. But then when he jumps her, when she doesn't want it, she cries foul. All right, which is something I've had a talk with her. We're putting some panties on her because this is getting ridiculous, okay? Because I don't want the other cat hurting her. But animals do that. Animals just jump each other. Maybe we have a lot of humans out there that are animals. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale priced at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so we heard today that a surgeon who was, I believe, a legal resident of the United States, married to a U.S. citizen, who was being brought to Nebraska for being critically ill with Ebola, made it to Nebraska, but unfortunately died. He died earlier today in Omaha at Nebraska Medical Center. Martin Salia, his family lives in Maryland. The family was flown to Omaha from Sierra Leone, or he was flown, I'm sorry, to Omaha from Sierra Leone. Rushed to the medical center's specialized biocontainment unit, and unfortunately he had passed away, according to the hospital, as a result of the advanced symptoms of the disease. According to Phil Smith, medical director of the biocontainment unit, said it's with an extremely heavy heart that we share this news. Dr. Salia was extremely critical when he arrived here, and unfortunately, despite our best efforts, we weren't able to save him. Now, what has been not only so tragic about this case, being the second person to die of Ebola in the United States that didn't contract it here, contracted it elsewhere. But what is also so tragic and so frightening is he had tested negative, and from what we heard, twice for the virus. He had symptoms. He went in, got tested, and was told, you're fine. I unfortunately was probably out among others. Went back for another test, finally showed up positive. Now, I'm not sure. I'm seeing conflicting reports whether he was tested once or twice and negative. Saturday, we were told he was tested two times and had two negative tests. But either way, tested negative originally. Tim Schenck, spokesman for Doctors Without Borders, said false negative test results are possible in the first few days of symptoms when viral load is relatively low. When he retested by November 10th, that test turned up positive. Unfortunately, by the time he arrived in Nebraska, he was already in kidney and respiratory failure. He was put on dialysis, required a ventilator, received the plasma, the antibodies. They used multiple medications, including ZMapp. They even tried to hit him with the ZMapp. They said they used every possible treatment possible. Unfortunately, he got there too late. Now, apparently he was a surgeon, was frequently traveling between the U.S. and his native Sierra Leone. They said he never stayed in the U.S. long because he believed people in Africa needed him. So he was working primarily at a hospital in Freetown that is not an Ebola treatment unit, but he had also worked at three other facilities. The U.S. Embassy said he had actually paid for his own evacuation. All right. Usually the groups that work in West Africa will cover the doctor and the transport. From what we understand, he said, I got this. All right. Probably to, you know, save money for the people who need it in Africa. So, I mean, a pretty admirable man. I mean, unfortunately, he's been getting a lot of criticism, you know, on social media because he wasn't a U.S. citizen and we were taking care of him. But whether they're a legal resident or U.S. citizen, we take care of our own. Okay, we could discuss illegal immigration and you know, undocumented workers and health care for them on another day in another segment. But somebody putting his life on the line to help fight a disease that could even turn around and affect us, I had no problem with us wanting to help him. Like I said many times before, I still think we need an off-site facility. I still think we should have a biocontainment unit offshore, I should say, an offshore facility so nobody has to come deep, deep, deep into United States, and they could be treated. It could be shorter transit time. It could be off the mainland on one of these small islands that, by the way, there's tons of these little islands that are very easy to boat to. You could even see them off the coast. Just something where it doesn't have to be on the mainland with people coming in and out and walking down and visitors coming and whatever. You see what I mean? All right, that's something that I think they could do. But taking care of him and transporting him, I didn't have a problem with that, considering what he did. Okay? Now, okay, what exactly are they using to test Ebola? If you notice, we're not getting a lot of information. Okay? One of the most accurate ways to test for Ebola, these confirmatory tests, are usually the polymerase chain reaction. It's a test that looks for genetic material from the virus, and it creates enough copies of it so that it could be detected. So PCR is a very, very good test, and it allows people to pick up some of the smallest, most minute amounts of a virus. Unfortunately, according to Dr. Sandro Sinti, an infectious disease specialist at the University of Michigan Hospital System in Ann Arbor, VA, says the test can be negative during the first 3 days. So somebody could be in the hospital for 3 to 5 days before the diagnosis of Ebola is confirmed. So they say you need to keep the patient isolated until you could get to a diagnosis. Now, in the meantime, doctors are going to look for malaria. Malaria you could pick up a lot quicker. But usually the first screen is the ELISA. We've talked about the enzyme-linked immunosorbent assay. This picks up antigens. All right. This is another thing that could take a while to pick up because it could also take more than 3 days to get a positive result. If you don't have enough virus giving off antigen or little protein pieces or whatever, okay, And then the antibodies pick them up, or you see antibodies that were made from the from the human who saw the. You have to wait for an immune response. So they say once the patient is diagnosed with Ebola, scientists then try to isolate the virus. Now, remember, it's called a filovirus because it has a filament-like shape. They try to take it, then they try to culture it, and then they try to use electron microscopy. That's another way to look and make sure that they have Ebola. The problem is now you are culturing it, you're growing it, you're passing it to and from a microscope. That could be pretty dangerous. Not the most practical. So if you notice, we're talking about the vaccines, we're talking about ZMAP, we're talking about, using serum from Nancy Reitbold to treat people, but you aren't really hearing much about the testing. And now it's finally being brought into the forefront of discussion as we have, somebody who got tested. Went in, had symptoms, was negative. Retested days later, finally positive. Now, I'm not sure if he was in isolation or not. I'm assuming he wasn't because he had tested negative. We're hearing reports he tested negative. That was it. But I agree. Until it comes to positive, and we talked about that, HIV could take a while to come up positive, mono can, take a while. These tests are not 100%. When you take your microbiology or your virology or your science classes, you go back and think, things took a while. Even with bacteria, women will come in with a bladder infection. So we will have them pee in a cup. Then we'll send it to the lab. And they'll say, Do I have a bladder infection? Well, all I can do is a urine dipstick, and the urine dipstick will tell me if they have some inflammatory cells. But it's not going to tell me what type of infection, what type of bacteria. That takes 3 days. Why? Because it takes a few days to culture it and grow it out. Okay? There's only so much science can do. We're amazed at what we could do with our MRIs and our CAT scans, and we could zap this and zap that. But we're not there when it comes to Ebola. You still have to get the right amount of blood. Taking a sample of someone's blood that doesn't have any virus floating around in it is not going to help. That's why when a lot of you guys were excited about this colon cancer stool test, you have to hope that your poo-poo all throughout has the antigen. It doesn't. Only a small part of the poo-poo does. 1-877-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So we heard of the news today that federal drug agents launched a surprise inspection of NFL teams. All right. I believe this happened yesterday. All right, as part of an ongoing investigation into prescription drug abuse in the NFL, the inspections entailed bag searches, questioning of team doctors by DEA agents, and they were based on the suspicion that NFL teams dispense drugs illegally to keep players on the field. This is a violation of the Controlled Substances Act, according to a senior law official who had some knowledge of the investigation. So this has been reported by the Washington Post. They say the medical staffs were part of travel parties whose teams were playing at stadiums across the country. The law enforcement officials said DEA agents working in conjunction with TSA inspected multiple teams. They would not specify which ones were inspected. I thought we had heard that the 49ers... here we go. The San Francisco 49ers confirmed they were inspected by federal agents following their game against the New York Giants in New Jersey, but did not provide any details. Team spokesman Bob Lang said the 49ers organization was asked to participate in a random inspection with representatives from the DEA Sunday night at MetLife Stadium. Of course, the 49ers complied. Then the Seahawks also were subject to inspection. DEA met with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, but this was at the airport. I wasn't expecting this, but I was wondering when something like this would happen, okay? DEA apparently had reason to look at the teams, I guess because there's this investigation that focuses on practices across, there's about 32 teams in the league looking at distribution of drugs without prescriptions or labels, the dispensing of drugs by trainers rather than their physicians, and federal law prohibits anyone but a physician, nurse practitioner, physician assistant distributing prescription drugs. And we have to follow regulations for acquiring, storing, labeling, transporting. Also, physicians cannot distribute prescription drugs outside our geographical area of practice, all right, especially if they're controlled substances. There's been some question with, okay, you know, your patient's out of town, can you call them in an antibiotic? Can you call them in, you know, a Z-Pak if they're your patient, they're out, you know, but when it comes to controlled substances, you just don't mess around. The DEA spokesman, Rusty Payne, confirmed the existence of the investigation and said this had been triggered by a class action lawsuit filed in federal court in May, where more than 1,300 retired NFL players allege that medical staff regularly violate federal and state laws in giving their teams powerful narcotics like Percocet, Percodan, Ambien for sleep, Toradol to help them play through injuries on game days. So if retired NFL players are claiming they're addicted because during their play they were plugged with these medications, then NFL is going to be in some heat. They say agents began interviewing NFL physicians in several locations. They caught them on the fly. You know, they were trying to, you know, surprise catch them when they would be at an airport coming back from a game. Players described being given medications that weren't even labeled and in hazardous combinations. My guess, they were worried about Lortab, Soma, Combined, Valium, etc. Teams were filling out prescriptions and players' names without their knowledge. Allegedly, trainers were passing out pills in hotels or locker rooms and medications handed out on team planes after games while alcohol was consumed. So you have somebody die of either an overdose or, I don't know, liver disease or whatever, you know, the person that's going to get sued is usually, you know, the doctor when somebody overdoses. Well, if there is no doctor involved, all right, or the doctor's passing this out and he's not supposed to, you got some issues here. They say the DEA has a responsibility under the Controlled Substances Act to ensure that registrants who possess, prescribe, and dispense controlled substances are following the law. So he said the DEA actions Sunday were administrative. That's just what they do. Now, what would the DEA do from here? Well, all right, football is a multi-billion dollar business. And here we are at the height of the season. And these players, all right, if they have strains and sprains and tears and they can't sleep the night before because they're in pain. I mean, wasn't it in one of the, was it No Easy Day? It was one of the Navy SEALs books. They talked about how the Navy SEALs were given Ambien on their way to the Osama bin Laden raid so that they could be then up, they could sleep, and then they could be up and ready to go when they had to go. Sorry about that. Just thinking about Ambien makes me sleepy. Ambien's a sleeping pill. So somebody has a big game the next day, and they can't sleep the night before because they're in pain. A lot of doctors will give them Ambien to help them fall asleep. Not the smartest thing to do, but that happens. Same thing. They have pain. They need to be able to play. They need to not worry about their knee. They not need to second guess it. They're being given Percocet, Percodan, whatever. I didn't think Percodan was still around. Percodan is Percocet without the Tylenol. So, you know, it's interesting because I'm in the entertainment capital of the world being in Las Vegas, Nevada. And so you'll have people that'll come in saying, well, I need this medicine, this medicine, this medicine. And I'm like, you know, I need you to, you know, be seen. We need to, you know, whatever. Well, you know, but I usually get it from my manager or I get it from this, I get it from this. No. Okay, I do things right. That's some scary stuff. All right. Now, what could the NFL do? Well, what they could do is if doctors are not supposed to be prescribing narcotics out of state, then what they'll need to do is players go to the doctor and they have a doctor in state where they're at. They get the prescription. It has a label. And then the players have the medications that they particularly need. Okay. They can't be giving players medications that they don't want to take. Now, I understand with a multi-million dollar contract, you know, some of these players may not, you know, start to argue with their coaches. But, you know, we need to allow players to have an out if they don't want to take that kind of medication. All right. And we need to make sure it's really not that difficult. The players just see a doctor within the state that they have. They have to have something that qualifies them for the pain medication. And usually some sort of strain or orthopedic injury allows them to have a bottle somewhere. They get the bottle. It's labeled. It's appropriate labeled. And the patients and the patients themselves or the players themselves would administer their drugs to them on their own, something like that. And then the NFL would probably be off the hook, okay? And the NFL should probably also provide rehab. The NFL, I mean, you know, I wonder, now that we're seeing, you know, concerns of liability with multiple head injuries, I wonder if the NFL is also going to later be liable anytime somebody needs surgery for their knees or shoulders, you know, et cetera. I wonder if that's workers' comp. I wonder if workers' comp takes over for the NFL because if they're doing it on the job. I don't know. But workers' comp protects the lawyer or the employer from getting sued. If you get hurt on the job and you later take pain medication and you become addicted to pain medication, depending on when your workers' comp case was settled, that's covered under workers' comp. We had a patient I had to do a disability exam for who came to me because he had been addicted to pain medication because of the injury that he fell off a roof and broke his back in multiple places. So we'll keep you guys posted on that. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOZALI.
Ever need direction or guidance? Ask the Light. Like to have a quick source of insight and inspiration? Ask the Light. Would you like an easy way to spread kindness in this crazy world? Ask the Light. Ask the Light miracle cards from AskTheLight.com were created in the aftermath of a true miracle. Beautiful underwater photography capturing the dance of water and light are combined with inspirational words to create the 53-card deck of Ask the Light miracle cards in a custom, easy-carry box. Ask the Light miracle cards speak directly to your heart and opens you to everyday miracles. Spread some kindness by giving a card away. It's a great way to connect with people. These cards bring blessings to all that experience them. Experience the many benefits for yourself. Visit AskTheLight.com to enjoy early holiday specials. Buy one deck for $18.50 or two for $30. They make great gifts for friends and family, too. Ask the Light miracle cards at AskTheLight.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.